Alongside recently publishing its update to its 030 project to achieve net zero carbon emissions by 2030, St John Energy last week announced funding for its Grid Forward project to modernise the city's electricity system. The Grid Forward project is a $19.5 million initiative, and it was announced on Friday, March 27th, that half of that amount will be supplied by the federal government, with the aim of ensuring that St John's infrastructure will support growing demand for electricity and the renewable generation required to reach its target for zero net emissions by 2030. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Glenn Fillmore, St John Energy's Vice President of Strategic Growth and Transformation, about the company's progress so far on its roadmap to net zero carbon emissions, as well as how both the development of renewables and the improvements being made to the city's electricity system will benefit residents.
The 030 roadmap is our clean energy action plan from research into action, and really on three fronts. We've released the 030 roadmap, which shares what we've learned from an in-depth look at what it would actually take for St. John Energy to reach net zero carbon emissions. So we also launched a competitive call for new solar, wind, and battery storage projects to be connected to our distribution grid. With 030 as well, we also launched The Switch, an exciting new initiative that connects customers with programs and financing and guidance to make cleaner energy choices at home and on the road.
What steps are being taken so far? What have you sort of achieved over the last sort of 3 years?
The report itself really reflects the conclusions of complex multi-year technical process, understanding what the energy demand and modeling to support what that might look like in the future, you know, emission scenario analysis, grid planning, community research, financial evaluations as well. The update was really a summary of the work. You know, we were fortunate to be able to undertake all of this work with the support of Enercan, which provided almost $4 million to support that. That has allowed us to build, a detailed digital model of our grid, analyze how electrification, such as EVs and heat pumps, could change electricity demand. We were able to test and model different clean energy supply options and identify where future investments in the system may be needed. And, in terms of customers, what it might mean for them, you know, the value is that St. John Energy now has a far better insight into, how the grid will evolve in the years ahead, and helping us plan investments more carefully, maintain reliability, and certainly pursue cleaner energy options while keeping rates as stable as possible. These tools and data sets will continue to guide infrastructure planning and grid modernization long after this report.
And then I suppose that does go on to the Grid Forward project. And what does this entail?
Grid Forward is really about preparing for the future. It's about strengthening our system with targeted upgrades, new technologies that reduce outages, help us restore power faster, and help manage long-term costs while supporting the growth demand and electrification, which is really an outcome of the 030 roadmap as well. And to that point, this is really 030 in action. We outlined in the report what it would take to reach net zero while maintaining the reliability and affordability. And Grid Forward is really a step forward, investing now to strengthen the system, both from a reliability and capacity, and help keep those rates stable. So Grid Forward St. John is a $19.5 million investment focused on modernizing St. John's electricity distribution grid, and again, supported in large part by funding from the Government of Canada. And it really taps into five areas. Infrastructure upgrades, so we're replacing approximately 20 kilometers of underground cables across St. John. And that's obviously, to improve reliability, but also to support the growing demand, again, that 030 kind of highlighted for us. Grid capacity expansion, targeted upgrades in key areas, includes the Uptown Core and some of those growth corridors that we see in St. John as well. And again, focus to support electrification of, heating, transportation, and some of the beautiful new developments that we're seeing in St. John. And the third would be self-healing grid technology. So that's really the installation of automated equipment that can detect faults, isolate issues, and restore power more quickly. And it reduces the need for the manual intervention, which is what occurs today. And so ultimately, that improves the response for critical customers The fourth is an outage management system, and that's about modern tools to improve system visibility, improve response times, and improve customer communication during those outages, which will provide enhanced real-time awareness of outages and system conditions as well. And the last would be smart technology. So that would include demand response tools such as water heater controllers that helps reduce peak demand, and upgraded switching equipment that would improve reliability, efficiency, but also environmental performance as well.
How will St. John's benefit from these projects in the long term, but also in the short term?
Customers will benefit from improved reliability. So, fewer outages and even faster restoration, when those outages do occur. Much of this work happens behind the scenes, but it has a direct impact on the customer experience. It helps ensure that the power is there when customers want and need, and that the system is better prepared to support new technologies in the homes and businesses across St. John. It also helps to ensure that the system can support the growth, that we saw in the 030 roadmap, electric vehicles, heat pumps, and, the further electrification that we're seeing. The switch is, it's really St. John Energy's new electrification initiative. So it's really about connecting customers with the programs, the financing, the practical guidance to make those cleaner energy choices at home. It brings together, heat pump rentals, electric water heater rentals, EV charging packages. We have e-bike financing as well, net metering, and energy conservation resources all in one place on the Switch website. And it's where 030 kind of translates, into something that customers and the households can actually act on. The programs are available today. Heat pump rentals, EV charger installations. The switches is how we make those programs accessible and easy to find. And it's the programs themselves that deliver value. Reliability and affordability always come first. We deliver residential rates that are about 11% lower than surrounding communities, keeping roughly $14 million each year in the local economy.
More information about the 030 project can be found at 030.ca. That's zero30.ca. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Co for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.